Good morning, afternoon, or night, whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. How's your week going so far? How's this month going? The year? Well, with 2020 behind us and 2021 coming in with its own challenges, it can be easy to get lost in looking at the past. The problem with constantly looking behind you, though, is that you can't anticipate what's coming next, which means you'll likely trip over something like your own feet. That's not to say that the past isn't important, but time only goes forward, so it's good to put one foot in front of the other and keep looking forward. And for the church, there is a real big reason to be looking forward to the near future in 2021. This week is the beginning of the 40-day period that followers of Christ call Lent. Typically, when you think of this season, you think of people giving up something. Could be meat, coffee, social media, things that you may enjoy or depend on, but could actually do without for at least 40 days. The actual word for this sort of commitment is called fasting. Jesus did it for 40 days, Moses did it also for 40 days, Elijah fasted, and Esther too. But the point of fasting and of Lent is not just to give up something. The reason we give it up or say no to it is to prepare our hearts for the celebration at the end of those 40 days, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. We remove something from our everyday lives so that we can have more room for the Lord. We say no to the world so we can say yes to God. Lent isn't some kind of punishment we take on, keeping us from having our $8 latte every day. We are committing a certain part of our lives to the Lord and asking Him to have His way there. We desire to have His Holy Spirit fill us even more, to prepare our hearts and minds to celebrate the ultimate gift of His Son's sacrifice and resurrection. That is what we are looking forward to. It's true that for some of us, we just stop at giving up something because it's what we've always done or what we've seen others do. But anyone can give anything up for a handful of days. As a Christ follower, though, we are giving up something to God and in return receiving more of Him. We are inviting the Lord to consecrate this now empty space in our lives for His purpose and presence. And so maybe you decide that the time you would have spent watching the basketball game, you're now using to dig deeper into the Word. Or maybe that $8 that usually would have gone to your latte now goes into the offering plate. Or maybe again you've got more time on your hands to volunteer at church or to join a Bible study. Really, the possibilities are endless. Essentially, the fasting we do during the Lenten season is a small way of dying to ourselves, to our flesh, and our desires. And as we crucify those things, God replaces them with His gift of new life in Him. Put simply, as Galatians 5:24 and 25 say, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. That new life that we're given is meant to be filled with God's Spirit so that nothing of our old life has any room in our hearts and minds. Every nook and cranny filled with the Spirit, consecrated to God. That's the big picture anyway, the end goal for those who believe. And maybe you're not quite there yet. You're more of a work in progress. Not a problem. One step forward at a time, right? So let's focus on the here and now. Lent has just begun, and there is still time to prepare your heart and mind for that future celebration. So what would you like to give to the Lord for the next 40-ish days? And how can this new space in your life be consecrated for God's purposes? This can be an exciting and life-changing season of fasting for you, all because you're making more room for God to dwell in you. And who doesn't want more of the Father? James 4:8 tells us, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. If you get anything out of this Lenten season, I hope it will be that, an opportunity to be nearer to our Lord. As always, thanks for listening, keep up the faith walk, and remember, we are all in progress. Peace.